It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Lincoln Main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here for you every Sunday afternoon, 24-7, with extra shows, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows at davejanda.com. We are always on call for you with information you'll never get through the bought-off lamestream fake media. I'm honored to have back with me someone who is a very dear friend and someone who has been a leader in the medical freedom movement, the health freedom movement, for many decades. She's taken immense grief for her push to empower every person in our country to have something very simple and basic: transparency and accountability in the medical delivery system. For those of you not familiar with Dr. Chris Held, let me give you a brief intro. She's a board-certified ophthalmologist and ophthalmologic surgeon. She is a graduate of the University of Texas at Austin and received her medical degree from the University of Texas Medical School at San Antonio. Following her internship and residency in ophthalmology, Dr. Held joined the faculty at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, where she taught residents and medical students and served as the director of the County Ophthalmology Clinic. Dr. Held is currently in practice in the great state of Texas. She is the past president of what I believe is the best medical society on the planet, the Association of the American Physicians and Surgeons. Their website chock full of great information, aapsonline.org. Why do I believe it is the best medical organization, society of its kind? Number one, there are no donors to the AAPS associated with big pharma or big medicine, which makes them truly the only independent medical society in our country. It should not be the case, but it is the case. Plus, the AAPS has a long history of being dedicated to the empowerment of people, of individuals, providing information they cannot get through other medical sources. It's my privilege, pleasure, and honor to welcome back Dr. Chris Held. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks so much for inviting me back. I always enjoy talking with you.
Well, Chris, as we do too. And Chris, I want to start with the status of the Make America Healthy Again movement. And let's start with this. Toby Rogers, who's a geopolitical analyst and a healthcare analyst who's based at the Brownstone Institute, recently stated the following. Now, you being in the great state of Texas, they're very close, obviously, to Mexico and what's happening down there. Here's what Toby said. Quote, a drug cartel in Mexico is going on a rampage and setting things on fire and harming people. This actually sounds like what Moderna and Pfizer did to the people of the United States over the past 6 years, end quote. Your take, Chris.
Wow, that's pretty strong. So first of all, the Brownstone Institute is outstanding. It's one of the institutes that I have trust in. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't believe and support 100% of everything that everyone associated with the Brownstone Institute writes and says, but I think it is a go-to, and I always read their pieces. Mm-hmm. I think it's excellent. So I think that's a point of validation for Toby. I think he's wonderful in many things. I think that is quite a statement. But, you know, Dave, really, if you think about the damage and what has gone on via Moderna and Pfizer, I think what's going on in Mexico with the cartels is easier and better because it was like quicker and faster, more like a flash burn.
Right.
Than this really 6 going on 7 year horrible fire.
Yeah.
It was like the Palisades fire that's been going on for 7 years. And, you know, I was president of the APS from September 2019 through September 2020, which was right in the midst of the horrific COVID public policy disaster year. And I am forever scarred by that. So while that's the first time I've heard what Toby Rogers said, the more I hear it, the more I kind of like go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Chris, the Trump 2.0 administration has now been back in office for around 15 months. And one of the first priorities, reportedly, by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., was going to be, if you will, an assessment of the COVID debacle, or let's just say operation, really, and an assessment and probable removal of, if we consider the spike protein as a bioweapon, the bioweapon, because the spike protein was in the jab, the bioweapon-laced jab. But here we are, Chris, 15 months afterwards, and there are many people, the vast majority, if not the entirety, of folks in the MAHA movement saying, wait a minute, that jab is being recommended to this day by a number of physicians, and it remains on the market. Chris, why is an entity such as that COVID bioweapon lace jab, why is it still on the market when supposedly we have an active and functioning MAHA movement within the Trump administration?
All right, Dave, you ready for these two answers?
Yeah.
Money and power.
Yeah.
A, yep. Spiritual warfare. B, good versus evil. And it's since Eve took the bite out of the apple, since the beginning of time. It's very basic. And this is as primal and basic as they come. There's nothing more evil and inhumane than biowarfare and gain of function. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we have government entities funded with federal and international dollars that has engaged in gain of function and biowarfare for a long time, and as we're discovering more of this, it's been going on a long, long time, Dave, with involvement of multiple three-letter agencies, and it's like a spider web that just entwines every entity that is funded by the people's money. And so it's very hard to undo that web, Dave, and I think it will happen. The people have to stand for this.
Yes.
We have to demand truth, mm-hmm, and justice and accountability, and that takes courage. We need courageous leaders. Now, what is encouraging to me is that Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who was one of the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, which is also supported by Brownstone Institute contributors, is a man of courage who pursues truth, scientific truth. And when you pursue scientific truth, you have to be willing to be wrong, admit when you're wrong, and you have to be courageous enough to ask questions and examine quote-unquote data that we now know has been manipulated, delayed, denied. If you look at Pfizer not admitting that there were over 1,200 deaths initially, and, you know, changing the gates on dates of when you report things, and look at the definition of when you were fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. You weren't fully vaccinated until you had, you know, two boosters, two shots 3 weeks apart, and were 2 weeks out. So you had people that were dying right after they got the vaccine that were declared not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't declare them vaccinated when the vaccine killed them in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as the people of the United States, need to open our eyes and not just blindly accept the mantra. And when we have major organized medical organizations, like some in pediatrics, mm-hmm. and like mm-hmm. the AMA, and mm-hmm. like many of these organizations that get their major funding source from outside interests such as Big Pharma and federal government money that is highly influenced by Big Pharma and bureaucrats and senators and representatives and sadly probably Supreme Court justices who are highly influenced by Big Pharma and other big sources of world money. Then we have people that are making policy and rules and regulations and such that are based on power and money, not necessarily what is good for humanity. And I think we need to ask in everything we do and in every policy we make and every sentence we write as the last remaining vestige of Hippocratic physicians, does this help the patient?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is no, it cannot be done, mm-hmm. even if it was more expensive. And if it diminishes the profits from big corporate medicine and insurance and hospitals and pharma, because Dave, they're profiting. Don't let them fool you. When they claim that they have to have immunity from liability for the destruction of their products, do you really think they're going to stop making them?
Right,
exactly. Do you really think they're going to stop doing what they're doing?
Right.
Do you really think they're going to stop willingly engaging in gain of function manipulation of God's creation? They're not. So we need to be courageous and we need to demand. And I'm very encouraged that Jay Bhattacharya is there. He also is now the interim acting director of the CDC. So that's fabulous. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And if Maha, those who are affiliated with MAHA Make America Healthy Again will remain courageous and undeterred by the fodder that keeps getting thrown their way, we may make some baby steps forward towards goodness.
So, Chris, what I've told from folks on the inside is that Bobby Kennedy's trying to get things done, but he has been surrounded with people to undermine him. And the person that is responsible for doing this is President Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, who is and I can't even say former, because there's no evidence that she rescinded her employment agreements with the Ballard Group or the Mercury Group, which are the two lobbying firms she worked with, who had longstanding contracts with a number of big pharmaceutical companies, including Pfizer. And in DC circles, she was known as one of the top lobbyists for Pfizer. So Dr. Stephen Hatfield, who was originally brought in to work under Bobby Kennedy, along with Gary Delaney, were recently fired for no apparent reason. And here's what Steve Hatfield said. He alleges that Susie Wiles has crushed the MAHA movement. Here's a direct quote. They've jumped into bed with Big Pharma. There's not going to be any criminal prosecution of Fauci or Birx or any of them. There's not going to be any racketeering charges. They're not going to break Pfizer up. In addition, Gary Delaney alleges that the chief of staff to Kennedy, Buckham, and the deputy chief of staff, Speer, are gatekeeping Kennedy and pushing out his strongest health freedom allies. Hatfield concluded that behind all of this is Susie Wiles, President Trump's chief of staff. And Chris, I have heard the same assessment by dozens of people in the administration that are outraged, that they believe Kennedy, Jay Bhattacharya at NIH are get their legs cut out from under them from the undermining. What's your take?
So they have always gotten their legs cut out from them. They are well equipped to face this. They are courageous, and I think there's no two better players than they are to be there. At some point, Trump is going to have to recognize and acknowledge that some people in his inner circle have basically committed treason against him. For example, when Rochelle Walensky and Fauci were there and were undermining him, he needs to recognize that, and there has to be justice served for that. If not, we are anarchy. We're in anarchy, and it's all just a big facade.
Well, Deborah Birx, right, in the first Trump administration, has admitted that she willfully misled President Trump on COVID from the very outset through the whole jab. Yet, Chris, there have been no proceedings against her, and she has gone on speaking tours, making money, speaking about how she willfully lied, which ultimately killed tens of thousands of Americans.
Well, Dave, in her own book, she says how Trump would send her out with marching orders, or Pence, or the committee, the COVID advisory group, and she'd go and tell the states and the governors something else. Right. So that's treason in itself. Yeah, Deborah Birx is a Fauci protege. So the two of them must face justice. And until that's done, you know, we can have no confidence that there is truth, integrity in our government. So that has to be done. And I think that Jay Bhattacharya and Robert Kennedy have to push for that. They have to remain courageous, and they have to just every day be pounding on Trump's door, whether they camp out in a tent out front. And we need to have the money and power behind us that Antifa and all these paid protesters up in with all the Somalian people up in Minnesota. And I think that the people, there's enough people and smart Americans. Americans are smart, and most Americans are ethical. And we can get together using uncensored, we have to be uncensored, forms of communication and online to do the research, to look at the books, to look at the numbers, to put the pressure on. And I think it all starts with stopping the money. I like when they just said, whoa, we're going to stop sending the billions to Minnesota. They're going to have to stop the money. They're going to have to stop the power. They're going to have to. And you know what they're going to have to do is get courage. And I am so tired of hearing from the congressional side. You know, when a congressman has to get elected every 2 years, I have been blessed to have a congressman that is courageous, Congressman Chip Roy. Sadly, he believes in term limits, so he's not running for Congress again, and he is going to run for Attorney General in Texas, and God willing, he will be the Attorney General of Texas because he's brilliant, he speaks truth, he's undeterred, he can take the incoming, and he pursues truth and justice and is courageous. He actually has an amazing healthcare plan, which puts the decisions in the hands of the people. Mm-hmm. If the decisions and the money are given to the American people, this will fix itself. Right now, we have a mob of middlemen that are leeches surviving on our very blood of our very lives. And so until that changes, we're in this mess. But we have to have, it doesn't take many, it only takes a few voices crying out, Dave, to bring justice and demand this. And it's not over yet. They can say all this, but I think the likes of Bhattacharya and Kennedy and those around him can do this. And so tying back to what I was saying about Congress, so many people besides Chip Roy and just a handful of others are afraid to even talk about health care. It's like a hot potato. It's a hot potato when it's the main. Think about it, 20% of our government budget, how many trillions of dollars are we in debt because of healthcare? How much money is stolen? You know, a lot of people say all this money up in Minneapolis and Gavin Newsom over in California, the Medicaid theft, the daycares, the transportations, all of this money with false entities laundering and stealing, fraud and abuse. If that could be stopped, we probably wouldn't even have to pay taxes anymore, and we would be able to provide actual care for patients in need for whom the money was intended and supported by the loving, giving American people. So we've got to ask again, is this helping the patients or is this helping the criminals? And you know that Leering Center, everyone has seen Nick Shirley and his colleague Dave have gone and looked at these people that are committing fraud and abuse of the people's money. And, you know, they just shut down the entities and nothing happens. Now, can you imagine if Dave, if you and I ran these corrupt businesses, we would end up in jail for Medicare and Medicaid fraud, which is one of the, you know, reasons that physicians are afraid to stand up. I think that's the other problem, is that so many physicians are employed that if they don't follow the middlemen's mantra, they'll get fired. They'll lose their ability to practice their profession, to make money for their, to provide for their ability to live and sustain in the United States of America. So we need more courageous physicians, and we need to empower the patient and the physician. So it all goes back to the question, patient-physician relationship, Hippocratic oath, doing what's best for the patients, and calling out the mob.
Well, and Chris, we saw this during COVID. You're right about physicians being employed and being told, no, this is what you're going to do, and if not, you're going to be fired. But we also saw this from government entities contacting physicians and saying, we will pull your license if you don't shut up about this. We saw this during COVID.
Well, we did. And so, Dave, remember, we're a constitutional republic. So each state had its own response based on the governors. I think the best states were Kristi Noem's state and Florida with Ron DeSantis. I think Abbott did fairly well. I think he, in some ways, like Trump, is surrounded by some friends, quote unquote friends, and long-term relationships that are more affiliated and aligned with Big Pharma. That worked against Abbott, I think, much like these forces worked against Trump. And I think I'm very sad about that. But in the long run, I think we did okay in here in Texas. But like you said, the Texas Medical Board was terrible.
All right.
Look at what happened to Dr. Mary Callie Bowden.
Right.
And I know physicians that were outstanding physicians that were sent letters and investigated by the board for doing very good ethical things. Remember when we were here, everything was shut down. I was told you cannot operate when they did that, you know, 14 days to flatten the curve and all that.
Right, right.
You cannot operate in anything but emergency cases.
That's right.
And who's going to deem what's an emergency?
Yep.
You know, is someone bilaterally blind from their cataracts falling down? Is that an emergency, or is it only when a knife is sticking out of your eye? We had snitching. Remember, they paid the nurses and the hospital and staff. They were encouraged to report physicians and fellow colleagues in the ORs.
Right.
This was Cuba, communist China, horrible totalitarian stuff that we went through, Dave. I'll never forget that.
Neither will I. Chris, what's the most effective way for folks to follow you 24/7, which is a smart and the right thing to do from the healthcare freedom standpoint?
Okay, please, let's interact on X. And I needed a better handle, but it's KKS Held. Two K's, an S, and a Held. Like I held my breath, or Chris Held, MD. I'm under my regular name, Chris Held, MD. But more importantly, please, everyone, join AAPS online, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons Online.org. Support them. We take no money from outside entities. We stand for the patient, all for the patient. We've stood against the COVID vaccine mandates. We've stood against the transgender mutilation of minors. We stand for what is good and Hippocratic medicine, all for the patient. And if we can do that, we have a means of communicating and moving forward with truth, justice, and courage. And we'll win in the end. Good and God wins in the end, Dave.
It sure does. I thank you, Chris, for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janney.